again? I don't know why, but I was...
Campbell, you fucking... You beautiful guy.
Thank you.
We're playing Dungeons & Dragons today. We haven't done that before on the podcast, but today I think is going to be our first time playing it. Duke is AFK at the moment. My cat is, for those at home, my cat is stealing the show here. All right, today we have, Camel.
Hi, I'm Camel. I play Raish.
Raish is a narc. Next up we have Pink and Squishy.
Got me.
We gummy blast around here. And next up we have Slimpy Squish.
I play Dolly Parton.
Okay, fuck. Okay. I guess that confirms it. Dolly P is canonical for Dolly Parton. My cat's getting yerked off right now. Listen, I'm looking at the camera at what's happening right now. And it's...
Yo, what's going on, guys? I'm back.
Oh, hey, next we have Dookie Conga.
Hold on, I'll be right back.
Okay. All right, and last but not least, the beautiful, talented voice actor, Jordan Paper.
It's me.
Yo, what's up, guys? I'm back.
No one cares. You've done that like three times. I'm Jordan Paper, also Gorvir.
All right. Honorary mention, Craig, but he's doing the recording, so he's not much of nothing. He's a dumb idiot, retard, bald, fat guy. I bet.
Gavin, you what? Can't say that. That's
I
rude.
Absolutely can.
You can't say that about Gregory.
I can exercise my full power.
He is.
All right.
He's a Republican. That's what he wants.
Different R word, but. It is 8:09 p.m. EST.
We're doing NPR program now.
And in this corner,
that's not NPR, fuckface.
I don't give a fuck. Eric, you gonna be gone? Don't peek.
Gone.
That was a deep and sensual gong. I don't even know if that one was heard.
I picked up. I saw it.
All right. So when we last left off, you were newly contracted by the agency that Gortvir works for, known as Big Business Solutions, I think, or something similar. Jordan, would you like to correct me?
The BSG, Business Solutions Group.
Okay.
The Corp.
No, shut the fuck up. Don't change Jordan's thing. All right. My cat's back.
Stop staring at the cat, Gavin.
He's going to unplug the microphone and fuck everything up.
Yeah, he is.
Shut up, Campbell. All right.
Why am I still...
All right, so today...
Remember the TikTok I sent you, Eric. Remember.
Uh-huh. Do you like to see one? You can do it on camera and I can be behind these fools.
All right.
Okay.
So, Gorgvir, what is the typical procedure upon being given a new job? And also, for new recruits, how would they go about getting assigned a task?
You go to assign a task or inside and you ask for a task.
Okay. That's pretty good. So, do you want to walk them through how to do that into this big beautiful Lego building brimming with possibility?
Don't nod.
Yes. Listen, my mouth was full.
You can't nod in an audio medium.
Okay, for the audience, I was nodding.
Okay.
But yes.
Lead them.
Come on, lead them.
Okay, are you guys ready to go inside?
Where do I get more guns?
So I think
you have guns.
I think we should not let that guy have any guns. And the ladybug, he just he's now holding a clipboard when he comes up to you, and he says, "All right, so you're the new hires. I hear you're in need of work. You're not there."
I fucking hate this ladybug. Just gonna say that outright. But
why are you saying that out loud? That's really mean.
Well, because I've said it to him before. He knows how I feel about him. Yeah, new work, please.
Well, I am that ladybug, and I've got to say, my feelings are hurt.
You've heard it before. Please, just get on with it.
Actually, I have a question.
Yeah?
So why are you like, is ladybug like a term that you use for all ladybugs, no matter the gender?
Yeah? What? I don't...
Well, you mean because, you know, lady is a gendered word.
Not to us.
I'm just
you're being rather presumptuous there, buddy.
Yeah, well, most people are pretty presumptuous about me, so I think I have that right.
Why you collect teeth?
Congratulations. You have eyes.
Can I have one?
No.
I'll give
you. Yo, can I have one of your wings?
I'll give you $400.
What's that?
I'll give you a whole packet of glitter.
Unfortunately, I only work for specific legal tender that isn't of such.
Is it known in the United States as a dollar?
No, I give those out.
Oh, you do give those out. Fuck. I didn't say fuck. The DM said fuck, but I'm speaking.
It still doesn't coincide with me not knowing what a dollar is in the first place.
Voices.
There's a higher power flowing within me.
Me too, bud.
Is that like has that drugs?
All right. So it is then that he holds out the clipboard to you, and then he sort of unfolds it into like a triple clipboard, and each one has about two different jobs per sheet. So gummy, I imagine without even looking, you just make a gummy hand.
No. I make a gummy foot.
What color? What color, Jordan?
Blue. Jordan, what blue. Color?
Oh shit.
It's blue.
Cool. Anyways, I make a gummy foot. I point at one job randomly.
Right.
Where's my telephone? I need you to
roll.
No, I don't need you don't need to fucking roll anything. I need you to roll a D6 for me.
Don't roll a 4.
Don't roll a 4? Alright.
Yeah.
A roll 4.
I swear to fucking God.
Got 2.
Thank
2
God.
Is not good.
Oh, fuck.
2 is great. So, with a 2, he says, well, my. I've got to say, though you weren't choosing willingly, that job has been on the table for, he like, shudders quite a while.
Man, I didn't willingly.
Yeah, I suppose.
Oh my god, I
get. He takes off like his ladybug costume, and it's the original boss guy again, and he says, Well, you get a job upon bringing in what? You get a gun upon bringing in a new guy. This is why Gortvir here, your buddy, he gets 5 new guns.
A lot of guns. I've never seen a system work purely based on guns.
Wait, what do I get for completing a task? You get fucking money, it's a job.
How much money for this one?
Buddy, you're looking at
You ready for this?
No.
1,300 per capture.
Per capture.
Sorry.
The upstairs management likes us to say procurement.
I will procure you so many people.
Well, nobody said nothing.
So many people.
About people?
I can consume them and then deliver them directly to you.
So.
Do these procurements count as a hire?
No, they do not count as a hire. We will kill them.
But what if they want a job and change their ways?
Well, we have our rehabilitation facility.
You shoot first, rehabilitate after.
No. We put them through the test to figure out who's worthy of saving as a candidate.
Which is death. If you survive death.
Those who do not pass the test, we.
Saren, are we going to put up with this bullshit?
Yeah, it sounds fine.
Ooh, if it's fine,
Saren approves.
I heard them. Fine with me.
So, are you ready for this job?
Yeah, man. I love money.
you look a little fragile there, made of plastic. Are you expert in the art of killing folk?
Okay. I already kind of said I wasn't an expert in this field, but I'm a quick learner, and I'm not anybody that you know, I swear.
Gavin, move your fucking thumb.
I don't know why you added that second part. I don't know you from Adam.
Know what Adam is, Gavin? Have these creatures read the Bible? They've read God's word. They follow his holiness.
They had mini Jesus.
Do they have miniature crusades too, Kevin?
Yeah, man. We got a little knight over there on the shelf.
He also have Terry Cowboy.
Alright guys, before we start this task, I'm gonna be right back.
And I run outside.
Okay, gummy 1 foot hop slaps out the door.
I'm going to go follow him. Make sure he doesn't kill too many people.
Okay, I'm going to try and find those two fucking gate guards.
Okay.
So you go... That wasn't funny. That wasn't funny. That was homophobic. We don't find... You're actually homophobic. All right, Gummy approaches the gate, and what was the other guy's name?
Jafon?
What?
You guys want a new job?
I don't... What?
What do you mean? Don't ask questions!
Okay... Muted it.
But touched it.
Solid red means no.
Hey, you hearing?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I guess.
All right, come with me.
What is happening right now? Well, I don't understand anything.
Do you want a job?
I will take a job.
Okay, follow me. No questions.
Okay. Oh, can I do like a cool thing where I do a trick off this wall and you catch me because you're a gum?
Sure, guy.
Okay, he does a triple somersault backflip, and he's gonna also roll.
Jafon, you do not have a good record of this.
Why? It scares me that he'd have a record of this at all.
Hey, he's so alive though.
All right, hold on, I'm pulling up dice.
He's lost his tail a number of times.
Holy shit! Okay.
Is it above or below 32?
All right. I'm just going to do it solid. He got a 10. That's probably fine. He lands and snaps both of his legs, like, forward.
I mean, that's a 10?
Yeah.
Probably fine.
And he's screaming in agony. And he's, like, bleeding out on the ground. Gummy, you turn red from soaking it up a little.
Ooh, look, guys.
I fucking hate this life.
Wait, don't die, please. I need the guns.
Can you please do me a favor?
Can you accept this job before you die?
I accept.
I'll do favor.
I accept this. You have to kill me.
I'll kill you once you get the job.
I'm employed under the kingdom.
Nope.
Does it not count?
Not anymore. What is happening? You want the job?
My friend is dying.
No questions. Follow me.
Are we all here?
No.
This is just Gummy.
I said I followed him.
Oh, Saren's here then.
Well, you see, to be fair, this is my own decision. And now the DM kills me because I am French.
You became French so fast. He wasn't French at the start of the session.
This is great, but you've been all over the place with yours.
Listen. This is the natural progression of events.
Are you just kidding?
Yes.
That's the only reason.
Hey, D&D, pause real quick. I hate the French. Everybody say it. If you mean it, say it.
I don't like them.
The French suck.
They're not cool people.
Cowards. All right. Eric said cowards. Samara, you have
Except
any
Except their swords. They have
the
some
French?
Pretty cool swords.
No comment.
They're like Italians.
Fucking centrist. I hate you.
Coward and a scoundrel. Okay, D&D resume. Jafar is bleeding out. Can I? Slowly. Very slowly. He's in so much pain.
Okay, can I just... I'm sorry, my friend. Be at peace, and then... there's...
No, not yet. No, I run off with this crippled man back to the BSG headquarters.
Chase after him. Okay.
Back at the BSG, Gummy is floating atop him, a horribly mangled man who's like wailing in agony. Yeah, this was a 10. It could have been worse.
Could have gotten a 1.
You see behind them trailing is Raish. He's running after frantically. Saren is just doing a casual jog, but manages to keep up because. They're pretty tall.
You got long legs.
Yes, they do. Yeah. The boss man says, "What in the fuck? You were out there not even 10 minutes.
I have 2 new hires."
Actually, this is going better than it usually does.
Do you? Okay. Can he live to sign the paperwork?
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, can you live?
Sir, I'd...
No. He bites his own tongue off. He can't talk anymore.
So he's bleeding out twice as much.
He still wants the job.
Can I roll medicine to stuff some gauze into his mouth?
Jafon does a thumbs up. Yeah, what do you have to roll for that medicine?
Yeah,
that is what he said.
Gortvir medicine check.
Gortvir check.
Yep, he's there. Nope, that's an 8.
Okay, you kind of like choke him a little with the gauze, and he spits it out.
I tried. Can I do a medicine check to see if he will survive or not?
Yeah.
Okay, 17.
You know that he's gonna die within 12 minutes.
12 exactly. Minutes?
How much pain will he be
in? Oh, he's in like 10 on the pain scale. Like 1 to 10, he's in
this
a
is
10.
A,
right
a, he's an excruciating,
yeah,
unending
and he
pain.
Will be for 12 the next 12 minutes until he dies.
I'm gonna cast Calm Emotions on him.
That's actually a really nice thing to do, Jordan. Gort Beard.
But it only lasts up to 1 minute, so he has 1 minute of peace and then 11 of suffering before he dies.
He starts humming Yellow Submarine by the Beatles.
That's nice.
That's a weird thing to hum.
All right, sir, can you grab the hiring papers?
His bloody hand like grabs a clump of paper and he's like shaking it in his hand.
Yeah, that does count. Does count.
Well, got one sign.
You got no eyes. His glasses are staring
intensely. He is. He blinks sideways and freaks you out a little bit.
What the fuck?
Oh! Jesus! Involved. A shit ass.
Hello? You hearing from the mic or you hearing from the laptop?
Probably the laptop.
Yeah. It's saying the input is the mic.
Yeah, it's good now. It's different now.
Cool. All right. Do you want the job?
I'm going. Yeah, can I at least put Diffon out of his misery now?
I mean, he just asked you a question.
Gummy, you got a new gun.
I got my gun. Okay.
I say shoot the guy. The main guy.
You pump him full of lead, and he doesn't roll a unarmed strike for me.
Pistol whip him to death.
I feel like Gummy doesn't know how to shoot a gun, so
no, he doesn't.
He just smack him with it.
Like it'd be common sense.
Pull the trigger.
Gummy is a fucking wad of gum.
Well, I got 12.
And I'm a lizard. Okay. So you pistol whip him, and Saren tries to tell you how to use, like, pull the trigger and whatnot, but you, I imagine, are just kind of deaf to that in this.
Bang, 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 bang.
So I just watched him beat my friend's skull in with a pistol.
Yeah, pretty much.
It was for the best.
This is what he wanted.
I don't know if that's...
No, he didn't. This is not what he wanted.
This is what he wanted.
You did your best. I think that was a good effort.
Race just starts sobbing and just takes the papers and starts slowly signing them. Yeah, my friend wanted the job. I will fill the place he could not. I write my name on the papers.
The boss man hands you a slightly larger gun.
Listen, I have a question here as the boss. I hand you guys a slightly larger gun each time, right? Like, we know that. What do y'all do with the old one? Gortvir, you've worked here longer. What do you do with the old models?
He opens his jacket, and it's like Reaper Overwatch, and there's just like 8 guns in there. Like, it's like 8 guns on one side.
So do you just throw away the guns when you're done with them, then?
I mean,
Reaper Overwatch?
I have enough to be able to do that.
If you
look at this one, and he pulls it off of his hip. This one is smaller than all the other ones. All the other ones are bigger. So over time, he just uses bigger and bigger guns.
I remember my first gun.
He pulls out, he reaches into his, like, his suit jacket pocket, and he pulls out the littlest gun that you ever did see.
And I'm like, this...
This old Betsy here got me through... Oh, shit. I dropped it. Fuck. Oh, I think you just absorbed it into your mass.
I know where everything is that is inside of me. Here you go.
He No, it's fucking smaller than that, Campbell. God. It's like that. Yeah, that's about accurate.
It's the same fucking size.
I'm gonna kill you with a knife. We gotta get you into like a target practice later. You're like, you hit that guy.
I thought that's what I was supposed to do, yes?
Yeah, you hit the gun.
No, you shoot the bullets at him.
How?
See, you saw the trigger?
Ask a trusted adult. Hey, Gortvir, you're gonna be excited about this one. You see those new machines over there in the corner? Got us some new ammo vending machines.
I've been asking for those for so long.
I know. I know. We finally got it within our budget because of all the new hires people have been bringing in. And we finally got her put down. Speaking of put down, time to discuss your guys' new jobs. So. Are you guys ready?
Maybe if you don't say it like that.
I was born ready. 1 year ago.
Legally, I did not hear that. You must be at least... Ma'am, we have very strict hiring process here.
It's weird how you hire based off of age, because multiple races age at different lengths.
I'm telling you. Dummy is an anomaly. Gummy's
trust
one
me.
Of a kind, I assume.
I've
never seen anything like this in my life.
I have seen actually quite a bit in my time. Because some people don't clean up.
More like me?
Not like you. Not at all. I don't think they're related to you.
Can you show me them, please?
No, because they're not.
I want to meet my family.
Unfortunately, I usually clean up the teeth before I, take them.
What?
People have gum on teeth. Like, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it's your fault and not mine.
People are made of gum.
Yes, people are made. You are made of gum.
This is a bad precedent to set.
Oh my god.
No, please don't let this be a thing.
People are made of gum.
You are indeed made of gum. I don't know why this is surprising to you.
No. The big ones.
No, they're not.
You just
not
told
even,
me they're made of gum, and this is what I believe now.
This is literally not at all what I said.
This is a permanent idea. Duke Monkey Mantella. I'm not even freaking with
you. That's what you said, and that's like a permanent part of gum.
I didn't say that. Those are different words.
You said, yes, Gumby, people are made of gum. You'll see, you're here in the recording.
I said you're made of gum.
No, no, the recording will play back. No. I will kill you with this microphone. Do it. All right.
You threatened to kill Campbell like 4 times already.
That's pretty hot.
He's starting to do it more.
Alright.
This is the only time he's been recording the
video. Anyway, job time. Dolly!
You scared the shit out of her!
Get out of that flower bed. Alright. All right, huddle up, gang. All right, gather around. So this new job. You. What was your name? Rachel. Rachel.
Rachel,
you're gonna have... All right, Ramus. You're probably going to have an advantage on this next one. So, as you've probably heard,
Some weird shit's been going on at the anthill.
Always? They're ants.
I understand that, but the other day I heard tale about a fella broke away from the hive mind, was thinking for himself. Not good. So...
the hive mind is already bad. A free-thinking ant is easier to kill.
I understand that, but more and more of them starting to sort of gain consciousness away from the collective. So, I'm sending you all into that hill, and we're going to figure out the cause of all this. And if possible, kill it. And if not possible, bring in some free thinkers.
All you need is what the humans use to keep themselves warm.
A blanket?
No, fire.
Fire?
That is the weirdest way you could have said that.
Yeah, that's...
I genuinely stopped.
Gummy!
You're a fucking Pokemon.
For no reason. I don't know what... you put me on the spot.
All you need is a bit of fire.
You drop one torch into that nest and it will go... and it will be gone.
We will just have to... I've got it covered. And Corvier holds up his gun... and the, like, magazine flips out, and it's a lighter.
That's perfect.
Well, did you not listen to the job description at all? We do not want to kill them.
I said they would be...
we need to learn their weaknesses. And learn...
He said kill ants.
No, he said learn about why they are breaking off.
We all just start arguing about this. That's not what he said.
I heard kill ants.
I heard we need to figure out why they are breaking up from the rest of the colony. I talk however I fucking want to. It's in your own brain, you...
Jafon's voice in my fucking brain now?
You're here, dummy. However it's most comfortable for you. So for some people, they hear gummy as, like, their grandma.
What?
Fucked up.
Gum, call that Gumma.
Gumma.
I'm gonna smack you.
Your living existence.
I'll smack you so hard.
All right. I have to meet with the higher ups today. So, go on out there and do your due diligence.
Jillyjuice.
You're telling me not to kill them.
No, kill every Mary. Yeah, kill it. Kill whoever you can't capture.
Want me to capture these?
I said that, goddammit! Die!
So it is what he said.
I think I can disguise myself as one of them, possibly. But I...
you would not be able to pass through it.
I have brain. Somewhere.
You don't.
Does Gummy have a brain?
You objectively don't. No.
I feel like the big reveal that we're going to learn after all this is Gummy's just a single brain cell and not like a wad of gum. And he like escaped off of like a petri dish or something.
Peter?
That'd be terrifying. He's like a piece of a frog's brain or something. I don't know.
Brain.
Shut up, Dookie.
Okay. You don't need to call me shit, though.
All right, you all walk outside the BSG. Gortvir, you work at this company. Do they all dress like you? Do they all get the nice ties? Or is that just a Gortvir thing?
Wait, is Gortvir in a tie or just a... or
just a tie.
Just a tie? Does he have a collar for it? Is it just a tie?
Do you have a collar for it? Is it just a tie?
When he's needing to be extra formal, he wears the collar. But on most days, it's just a tie.
Okay. So is that a company thing?
Everyone is issued a tie.
All right. So,
you can wear it in a different way. You just have to have it on.
Yeah. I was going to say, can I just make it into a headband that seems more fitting with my with me than?
Well, I mean, Gortvir did say no. You can. You just have to have it on.
Okay. Can I wrap me up like a gift, like a bow?
Yeah. Gummy gets a little black bow. Dolly,
but do you guys have any?
Speak.
Do we have any?
Do you guys have any like uniforms or anything?
Oh yeah, for the bigger folk like you, we do.
Yeah, I'd like one of those. What do they look like? I should ask what they look like first.
Oh, it's just a black suit.
Okay, that works.
Like Agent 47, like.
Like who?
Seven. Nothing. All right, Saren gets a new suit.
Sick.
Do you have to like cut holes for your wings, or how does that work?
I guess so.
Okay. Dolly, how do you wear your tie?
Do I get a tie or do I get a suit?
You're short.
Damn. Why do they only make them for like?
Because we're special and big.
Oh, damn. Okay, I'm gonna wear the tie as a tie, with a collar.
All right, Dolly Parton, no, copyright. Dolly P has a pocket. Tall.
Dolly
no,
that's P Arton.
Copyright. Dolly P Pocket, that's her name. What's the P stand for?
Can't tell you.
It's a national secret.
Dolly Penelope Pocket, what a name. That's a good-ass name. It's not it.
It's a good name, though.
Dolly's middle name no one will ever know. Princess?
Princess is not her middle name. I'm gonna just tell you now, that doesn't make any sense.
Diana?
What?
Are
you trying to say my middle name?
What the hell is your middle name?
Whatever you just said, it sounded like it.
Diana?
Almost. Getting there.
I don't know what Eve is even close to that. Duke Brianna. That's your name.
Wow.
All right, so you're outside, and you all hop into Gortvir's, Gortvir hasn't summoned his vehicle yet. I don't know if he even will. I can't make the decision as a DM.
Gortbeard.
Anyway.
Oh.
What does Jordan's vehicle look like for the audience?
Whatever it needs to. All right, so you all hop out outside. You're all freshly fitted up, Saren especially. Saren, are you still barefoot? Are you weird?
I literally have never been barefoot.
Okay.
But are you still weird?
I guess as a matter of opinion, maybe.
I'm going to take that as a guess.
What makes you think I'm weird? What part of me?
Teeth.
Teeth.
The teeth?
The teeth.
Man, that's just how I roll.
You're like the only one that does it, though.
Look.
The bodies of your enemies.
They pay for them. They pay for the teeth.
I guess people want teeth.
Dracula, please.
I'm just a good salesman.
You're not. I think you're a bad salesman, actually, because you take things and pay for them. You're not selling anything.
Well, I sell them for like twice the price. Yeah, I'm a salesman. I have to buy the product and then resell them for a higher price. I'm basically scalping them. Yeah.
Do you scalp teeth?
Yeah.
Who buys them?
You don't want
to
know.
You know.
That's not for you to know.
Some fellas.
Everybody in the room. Everybody in the room just said I don't want to know, so I guess I don't.
I said dentist.
I said you don't want
to. The dentures buy the teeth. Indentured
servants. Wow, we're like the same living
like
creature.
The same guy.
All Stop right. it.
Gortvir, are you going to accompany them on this job because it's their first one? Show them the ropes.
Yeah.
All right. For the audience, because it doesn't pick up on the recording software, there was just a loud Taco Bell. Bomb. Bell.
Taco Bell.
Okay, so I'll go with you to this job, but I have one condition. You guys have to let me take a nap.
Do you need like any help? That sounded weird.
Do you need any help?
Help taking this nap? I don't need a pillow.
He can be a pillow. I don't know what he actually said.
I'm okay.
That's what he said.
Okay.
We're just lady bug here.
God damn it.
He really doesn't like you.
I was just wondering real quick. Do you want to try my new hot sauce? You don't have to say yes. I just made it real like this blend just yesterday, and I was wanting some new testers. Everybody in the office is getting sick of me, so I was just wondering.
I can see why.
I'm getting sick of you.
That's mighty harsh of you. We just met for the first time.
No, this is like the fifth time we've talked to each other.
Buddy, can you experience flavor?
I don't know. Describe it.
That's rather philosophical. I don't know how to do that. Man, you'll never probably get to experience the warmth of beams of light coming through the canopy of trees overhead in a lovely forest in the afternoon.
You'll never know the touch of your loved ones.
I know about that. You'll never know the smell of freshly cut grass on a summer's afternoon.
Is that a reference? Is that a reference? Is that a reference?
That's my name.
We were just in.
What?
We're outside, aren't we?
Yeah.
The grass.
Yeah. So you,
Jordan, are you hearing them well? No.
Why?
You guys are like.
You kept the microphone while she was talking. Oh, so we couldn't hear.
That's my fault.
You should get more microphones.
Yeah, and we're also gonna have to get like a mixer of some kind to input all four into one audio. I don't know how to do that, but I guess we'll figure that out. Dracula is out. He's chilling, dude. All right, so. Gortvir, what do you mean nap? Why do you need to nap?
He just needs one, man.
I'm running low on spell slots, if I'm being honest. And making a car, that takes a second level spell slot.
I guess that's fair. Yeah, you can have a nap. So, do you summon the vehicle for them? How does this work?
After the nap, maybe.
Okay. Where does Gortvir's naps usually take place?
When you work there, they, after a certain point, like if you prove that you are actually working for them, they give you like a little cubicle, and he's just gonna take a nap in his cubicle.
All right. So the rest of the party like stand around you, They stand in a circle around you. Gummy insists on being your pillow.
Do I sleep as a fairy?
I think you have fast sleep.
What does fast sleep do?
Like 4 hours equals 8 hours.
Oh. Yeah. So no, the rest of the party stands around you as you take this nap.
The Gummy takes a nap.
So everybody. Gummy takes a nap too, and also is your pillow. So, we're gonna observe a moment of silence for Gortvir's nap, real quick.
Oh, actually, hold on.
Yeah, all right, we're trying to momentary silence.
I have a plan.
Are you saying that?
Okay. I have a plan. I know how I cannot spend a spell slot. And he whistles and summons a car. And because I'm doing it, I get to choose what the car looks like this time. And it's awesome. Like, screeching around the corner comes a black limousine.
You're inside the building in the cubicles.
Yeah, but it's cool outside. and like screeching from the corner comes a black limousine, and because for some reason I have to choose its creature type, and I'm choosing fiend, it's a black limousine with devil horns, because
hell
I think
yeah.
That's funny.
Wait, what if it has like the cool like ram horn bar on the front grill, the big horn? Yeah,
it has like an evil curly mustache right there.
Oh, that's perfect, actually. Does it have, like, Lightning McQueen eyes?
You're gonna have to specify.
No, I don't think I do.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're gonna have to specify.
Right. So, this car pulls up. And, none of you can see it, because you're in the building.
Yeah, he sleeps for 6 hours.
A different D&D podcast.
I'm back.
Are you guys going to go outside for the limousine, or are you just going to stay in?
I haven't told them about it.
Oh, okay.
I'm still taking that.
Right, Gummy's still napping. The rest of them are still, like, standing around you.
Saren's just floating upside down.
All right, and he wakes up, I guess. Are we doing anything?
Do what?
Everybody
mark a short rest.
Everybody?
Yeah. Okay. In the future, mark a short rest.
Do we mark short rest? We're sitting around?
Yes.
Yeah. My friend's dead body has been sitting there for quite a bit.
No, the company probably recycled it.
What?
He's employed by them. The company probably recycled his corpse.
Yeah, it's in the contract he signed.
Yeah.
Don't call him an animal, you dick. You fucking racist.
I'm asleep. I didn't say anything.
Eric said
short rest.
Yeah.
Eric is racist.
Take
short rest. Just a little cretin, bro. You don't need to get so pressed.
Alright.
Short rest.
Alright, so everybody is now short rested.
I am not short.
Okay, well, you short
objectively,
rested, if you know what I'm saying.
I don't know who you are.
Right, anyway. So now that this rest has been taken, Gortvir, you wake up. Gummy, I imagine, is still fast asleep.
Oh yeah, he was real tired.
Gummy's a real sleepy guy. You can... What's weird is actually you can see the little, like, blue Z's, like, floating above his head as he sleeps. Saren's probably used to that by now, but everybody else is kind of weirded out by it. It's like a weird, constant, ever-present prestidigitation that's never really explained. Right. So, Gortvir.
Okay. Are we all ready to go?
Are we starting the mission right now?
If your guys are ready.
Oh yeah, I'm ready.
And he likely prods Gummy.
Who's waking up? Who's gonna wake up the gum?
I'm not choosing.
The gumster.
I'm gonna kick Gummy, but like in such a way that is conducive to waking him up as well.
Oh, good morning, Saren.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Is that how Saren normally wakes up Gummy?
Yeah.
A kick in the head. I guess not a head. Usually doesn't have a head. So just a kick in the...
No head? So no head? So no head? So no head? So no head?
So no head? So no head?
So no head?
So no head? So no head?
I don't have a head. But I can.
So no head?
So no head?
So no head?
Can we get out of
here?
What?
Dracula will come up.
Dracula?
Yes. Yes, everybody's ready, Gortvir.
Okay.
And he leads everyone to his car.
Alright, rather convenient that you guys just had a car sitting out there.
Who is talking?
There's just you see walking by you a strange ladybug that you haven't seen before.
Why are there so many fucking ladybugs that I don't know?
These fucking ladybugs.
That's rather racist of you. I've never.
Well, maybe you know what? Maybe Gavin. Maybe they should just stop existing, and then we can't be racist to them.
You ever hear of a little thing called the Holocaust?
I mean, I'm planning to.
Overrated, honestly.
Holocaust overrated.
What the fuck did you just say, Jordan?
I said
those words.
Mr. Gordon, you want to take us to the Ettings?
Yeah, I'll take you there. Just give me a second. I have a phone call.
Can I
in
on this phone call?
What? You're laggy. It's real.
Yeah, Jordan.
What do I hear?
Jordan has no headset on.
Okay, so Jordan, the real life person, is getting a real phone call in real life. And the character of Gortvir is also getting a phone call in real life.
He's eavesdropping.
And Gummy is eavesdropping on this, and he hears Gortvir like,
No, they don't know we're coming yet.
Whoa. And then you can't hear what the other voice is saying, but you can kind of hear Gortvir. And then Gortvir says, I'll make sure it happens.
Whoa.
And then you hear Gortvir say,
yeah, what? I have to hang up now.
Okay, so.
Whoa.
So, as you were having that phone call, Jordan, the character of Gortvir got a phone call, a rather cryptic one, that Gummy was listening in on.
Which is kind of rude.
Why would I say that? Proves. It's not, though. Well, no, because I was playing. Because I was. It's no. Alright. Alright. Gordon?
Gordon. Is this a Half-Life reference?
Okay, I drive them there.
Alright, you approach the anthill. And you, again, hear that weird, like, booming, rhythmic sound emanating from it. Nope. But that's right, bitches. I'm doing a callback to the event that happened because of the random 100 D100 encounter table in, like, session two. Now it's part of the story. That's good.
That's pretty cool.
More baby boy.
All right, you can stop sucking yourself off. It was good, though. I approve of you existing.
Okay.
To a degree.
So this is especially weird to you, Rachel, because you...
Stop calling me fucking Rachel.
Stop being a Rachel.
I'm not Rachel. All
right. Sorry. Raish.
Yeah.
Rash. This is a, anyway,
that's a
this
thing
is
from
weird to you because
Sherlock
you,
Holmes.
You the ants... Whoa. The ants are your enemies.
The tree ants.
No. The ants are your enemies, and you're also, like, kind of, like, bordering their anthill, so not recognizing the sound is weird to you.
This is new. The sound did not happen before whenever we've approached the anthill.
So, the rest of you should probably take note of that, of what Rachel just said.
You know, Gavin, you're really being a bitch to him.
To who?
Rachel, where's my fucking phone?
They called you Dookie.
That's not the same
said...
threatening to kill me multiple times.
You're gonna make him cry.
I already have.
Why did
do it
did,
more?
Did Campbell's hand was doing it?
Campbell doesn't have hands. What the fuck are you talking about?
What?
Everybody knows Campbell no hand.
That's real. For the podcast listeners, Campbell doesn't have any hands.
Which is why we bully him, because being disabled
is
not cool.
We call him Stubby.
Captain Hooker.
What?
Alright.
We call him Hooker.
Yeah, so who's gonna be going forward? Who's gonna lead the party?
Gummy
up in that business.
I don't care.
Saren's like the co-pilot here.
Alright, Saren, are you keeping pace with Gummy?
Yeah.
Saren's probably outpacing Gummy.
I mean, I have to walk really slow.
Yeah. It's like in a video game when you're sprinting, but it's faster than the character's next to his walking speed, so you kind of have to like do a sort of half dash.
Yeah. get those relatability points.
Like, why do you hate? Why do you hate me?
I don't. You hate. I was just making it funny, man.
Okay, so, number one, when you're in like a tunnel like this, you have to watch behind you.
Are we even inside the? Are we even?
Yeah, you are now. Yeah, because you got. If you were looking behind you, you would have seen me, and then the ladybug runs off.
Gumming gummers.
This fucking guy.
Bug in the anthill. Make it an ant or something.
Gambit wants to be a part of his own campaign.
I'm gonna kill this ladybug next time I see him.
It's not the same ladybug.
It is to me. It is the same one. He's wearing a disguise every time.
He is. Well, earlier he ripped off the ladybug mask and it was the boss. So
wasn't the boss originally a ladybug?
Like ladybug, leave him alone.
It's like me wearing a man mask. Like just a human face on top of my own.
That's horrifying, actually.
That implies that you, Jordan Paper, are not a real person.
No, because the boss was a ladybug and a real person. But he was just wearing the skin of another ladybug.
Are you saying that you have to be human to be a real person? That's kind of weird. And not PC. I would objectively not agree with you.
What does this have to do with computers?
Eric, kill him. Eric, can you, like, kill him? Like, stab him with your hands?
What's your question?
I don't know what. Are we like all walking in a line?
As a conga.
No, I imagine you're all walking sort of like.
Wait, so how tall is this cave? Because Saren is like double everybody else's height.
You have to crouch down a little bit, Saren.
God damn it.
Walking shoulder to shoulder.
You can. You'd probably have to go like not. I don't know. About two of you can fit next to each other, I'd say.
So we are walking in a line?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know where I am in the orientation of this line, but probably somewhere in the middle. Right. I'm going to turn to wherever Rachel is, and I'm going to ask
That wasn't
Rachel.
Even me. That wasn't even me. I can't even be mad at me for that, because that wasn't even me.
I think damn he it. Can, because you started it.
You did. Rachel, isn't it weird that there was no patrols on the way into this anthill thing? Like, I feel like we might be walking into something we shouldn't. Just curious, as a person who hunts ants.
This is why we do reconnaissance before we go in the hill, Gummy.
So Gummy has this ability that I'm going to use right now. I'm going to go behind the group, and I'm going to stand still, and I'm going to become invisible.
Why does Gummy have that ability?
If he is in dim or dark, if he is in a dim or dark area. Which it's, we're in a fucking cave, so I'm just assuming so. He can just become invisible at will if he's standing still and takes no action.
Are you standing still?
I'm going to. And I'm going to stand still behind the group to make sure we're not followed.
Stealth.
You don't need to right now, I mean, I guess.
I meant just so, like, when we're in, you know, like, I feel like we're getting, is the noise getting louder? As we go further in,
Does it sound like
we're coming up on something yet?
The rhythmic booming is getting like louder, and you can start feeling it like vibrate like your rib cage a little.
So, I imagine Saren knows that I can turn invisible if I'm in a dark area. So Saren knew that I'm going to do that, but to everyone else, I just kind of walked behind you and then just disappeared.
Hey, Rachel, can you head? Can you like be at the front?
Hey, Rachel, another thing we can go up front. What is that booming noise? Any idea? You live here.
You live here.
That is the worst insult. This is worse than being called Rachel.
Can I do the stealth thing now? Yeah. Okay.
You go to the front of the line, though.
All right. Raish now leads. 24. Raish, wow. You've earned Raish. Raish is at the front of the line leading.
Now.
Yeah, no, you're like you're doing like a weird like stealth crawl and everybody looks at you weird, but it'll work.
Like
ooh, yeah, actually. So Raish is now crawling on the ceiling ahead of you guys. That's terrible. That's terrible. All right. So Gummy disappeared. Raish is on the ceiling. The booming's getting louder. That's the name of a new Fallout Boy single. Not funny. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can do over. Make another reference.
If anyone follows us behind the cave, just let me know.
Okay. So up ahead, you see like 19 ants in quick succession just sprint past. Like skittering past you like weird exorcists crawling.
Are we in one singular tunnel?
Yeah. And so up no no. Up ahead of you it's like a T intersection. So like you're in this line and then yeah. Yeah.
How far did they go, or how far did the group go before?
They're about 20 feet away.
Wait, does he stay still to be? You can't move, so you're just stuck back there, invisible.
Well, if I move, I become uninvisible.
Okay.
Up and then stop again. Do you go back to being invisible, or do you have to like? Is this a spell, or is this just an ability you have?
When you're in an area of dim light or darkness, you can use your action to become invisible until you move or take an action or reaction.
So I would figure you could catch up and do it again if you want. Okay, so you're
combat. He can take as many as he wants, right?
But right now you're far behind.
Yeah. So it's not a spell slot, right?
No, it shouldn't be.
Okay.
I just wanted to know, because within 30 feet, I can still telepathically communicate. So I'm going to be like, I want to talk to Saren.
Hey ants, fuck off.
But I'm just gonna talk to Saren and say ants are on the other direction.
That's very serious, Gummy. I've never sounded
weird and
sounds
like I'm going to relay this information to the party. What did you say specifically?
About 15 to 20 ants were in the other direction.
There's about like 15 to 20 ants from the other direction.
Are they coming toward us?
I don't know why Gummy didn't just say that to everybody. Okay. He doesn't like them. What the hell?
I wouldn't either. They're not me.
Okay.
Are the ants coming toward us?
Okay, Tooth Guy.
Don't call me that. It's Tooth Person.
So, you're creeping your way forward, very unnerved, Raish, because you saw all the ants sprint past real quick.
And it's unlike them.
No, it's not. Those are working.
Those are drones.
Those are drones.
Those are working class ants. All right.
those are good citizens right there. No. And so Gummy, you hear Okay, paint this picture for me.
So, I don't know what's going on, but people are coming from behind me. So I am going to cast Hypnotic Pattern. I create a twisting pattern of colors that weaves through the air inside of a 30-foot cube within range. The pattern appears for a moment and vanishes. Each creature in the area who sees the pattern must take a Wisdom saving throw. On a failed save, the creature becomes charmed for the duration. While charmed by the spell, the creature is incapacitated and has a speed of 0. So I'm going to use that on the group of whatever, if it's one person, if it's a whole group of them. I'll try and fit as many as I can in this area to make them incapacitated.
It's just one. So, what check? What do I have to roll to make this not happen? Where's my phone? You? So, this ant gets a natural 20. I can show on my phone for the So with this nat 20, so what does he see? Like what do you make him illusion?
A quick flashbang of colors, just like a rainbow of random colors, and then it just goes away. And then I become visible again.
So he just goes, "What the fuck?" And he tries to like grab you and silence you. He tries to come up behind you and like cover your mouth, but you don't have a mouth, so he just like squishes your face.
And then I'm gonna. Ooh, wait.
You're gonna have to specify more than that. I don't know what "ooh" means.
Yeah. I don't think so.
No?
No. Anyways, I'm going to cast Eldritch Blast.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Can you Gummy Blast backwards?
Gummy Blast wherever the fuck I want, dude. I'm
okay.
Fucking
okay.
Orb
face directions without the face.
Yeah,
on.
He just swaps the glasses.
Anyways, I'm going to try and attack this guy. First one is a 12.
You get advantage since the thing is right.
That does not hit.
Okay, next one is a 23.
Yes, absolutely.
Which, of course I get 5 damage.
Alright, so you blast backward a wad of gum into this guy, and he, like, falls over, like, you hit his gut. He's like, wait a second, I gotta warn you guys. He's like, oh, fuck, dude, that hurt. Do you have a brain? Yeah, I broke away from the hive.
Oh, shit, I thought you were trying to, like, alert your colony that my friends are in here.
No, dude, I'm trying to alert you that the colony's in here.
We know. That's why we're in here.
Well, yeah, but I'm, like, free. And I can, like, take you to the source of it and make everybody else free.
How did you get free?
I don't know. It's like this, the closer you get to the thing, we don't even know what it is, but the closer you get to it, it's, like, sort of, it interrupts the connection. You can get your independence back.
Is it the thing that is making all of this noise?
That sounds like naturally. Birds.
Duke, you're funny, but stop.
which direction is the drum at?
It's like under. So, I don't know how to explain it. It's under the anthill. It's under the colony. Only the deepest tunnel can reach it. And that's how I got it. I mean, I'm free now. And many others have been freed, too. But the ones that aren't free, the ones that are still part of the hive, they'll fucking kill you.
But if I don't let them?
Well, yeah, that's how it works usually, but nobody intends on getting captured and killed.
Hey, watch this. And I go invisible.
He's still holding on to you.
But you can't see me.
Okay. Did you tell any of this to Saren? Saren's probably out of your range now, yeah. Weren't you traveling with a group? Were they? Shouldn't you, like, talk to them?
I can't.
Why?
Because I need to be closer to them.
Okay. He picks you up, and he starts, like, inching forward through the tunnel.
That's so smart, dude, because I'm still invisible. And he look like them.
Can you secretly take me to the rest of your colony? As much of them as you can fit inside of a 30-foot cube.
Yeah, I have the perfect thing. So, every cycle, we go and we organize for the queen for her annual whatever the fuck. And
probably it involves the word fuck.
It's an ant orgy.
I don't think it'll work at all.
There'll be plenty of them in there. So
good. You know that thing about all the colors that you saw?
Yeah, it hurt my head a lot.
What the fuck was that?
Oh, like a built.
Who's that?
Yellow butterfly. I like to say canonically a built.
That'd be good.
I cannot hear you.
Hello? Can you hear now?
Can you hear me?
Are you deaf?
I can hear now.
Okay. Alright, so now that's taken care of. So he's holding Gummy and he's walking up to the rest of you. Who's at the back of the party here?
I would say Saren to try and get the most range.
That makes sense. All right. So, Saren, you sense behind you, you hear the footsteps, and you turn and you see an ant with outstretched arms looking like he's...
Saren's on a deck.
Hmm?
Do not attack. We are friends, not food.
I don't eat.
All right, you.
That's all friends, not food.
You turn around and you see this ant with outstretched arms like this.
I'm like fully prepared to attack it, anyways, but I'll wait.
Hi, everybody! And then you all turn around and you see this ant with outstretched arms.
Can I like subtly turn to everyone without the ant hearing me say my next words?
Roll a stealth check.
Word. I feel like it would be a perception check from the ant.
Is it deception?
To hear a whisper.
No.
No? Alright. My bad.
I like you guys to be doing the rolling. Because I don't have a sheet right now.
You don't have a cheat?
I don't have a character sheet.
Words English here.
That does not pass, and he does hear you. I'm just saying, he does hear you.
Do I know he's gonna hear me? Fuck, okay.
Samara does, Kelly doesn't.
Alright, I'm gonna turn to whisper to everybody else who's around me. Are we supposed to be killing these ants?
Can I tackle him? Can I rush him?
Alright, Raish jumps down from the ceiling and tries to land on top of him.
Whoa, what the fuck's going on?
I think those ones are cool.
But was our mission not to kill ants?
Our mission was also to recruit them and figure out what's going on. This guy can do both of those things.
Oh, okay.
I'm feeling to grapple this ant.
Roll, what would that be, strength, contested strength?
I think a grapple is athletics.
Okay.
Is it athletics?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Well, isn't grapple just a move that you can do?
I don't have
it. It's an action you can take.
Yeah.
What would I use for it?
Athletics.
What would I roll for? Huh?
Athletics. You roll athletics, they roll athletics. Whoever rolls higher wins.
Okay. I'm still not confident that's how that works.
I think
I feel
it
like
is.
He should have a disadvantage if he's holding gum.
Well... I think. Well, okay. So Raish is gonna have advantage because he's dropping from the ceiling.
Well, I rolled horribly.
I got a natural one.
Okay, I got an 11. So,
Raish tackles him to the ground, making Gummy not invisible anymore. So,
what is that guy?
What? Why are you with this ant? As I'm just pinning the ant to the ground.
He's cool. How is he? What do you mean he's cool? He's a cool guy. I don't know what to tell you. Big ant. Wabbledy-dabbledy. Bibbly-globbly. I do not understand this language. Bonadadidabonadadid. You said speak ant.
Nice. Oh, I'll be racist.
Well, I guess Gummies canonically speaks ant.
Every language.
Oh, true. Yeah.
I meant for you to speak.
Well, so you meant what, you were calling me ant derogatorily? Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay, my name is Chris.
Speak!
Duke immediately like...
What
okay.
You said.
Okay, well, I broke free from the hive, and... Gummy's my best friend, so...
He's your what?
Yeah, we're only best friends now.
Mr. DM, would I have experience with, like, hive ant, like, ants that are still part of the hive mind, like,
yeah,
to know that this is true, like, he is not acting like one of them?
100%.
Alright, I'd let him up.
Are ants supposed to act in a specific way? That sounds kind of fucked up. To assume that?
I mean, when it's controlled by a hive mind, they don't really have...
We live under a fascistic regime, so...
Yeah, but that doesn't remove your individuality, does it?
Yes, it does. It literally does.
I wouldn't know. I'm not an ant.
I am.
What the fuck?
Consider not being one anymore. It seems kind of messed up.
Well, I mean, I'm free from it.
What are we doing with the ant? Just curious. Are we just going to
hang
out
probably
with
later.
I'm not talking to you.
Chris.
I am talking to me.
Chris.
Chrissy. Yeah.
Do you want a job?
I've never had one.
Can you tell them that I did it?
Technically, you did have a job.
Yeah, because we're
best friend, Chris.
Because we're best friends, Gummy.
Best friend, Chris. I'm only talking to Chris right now. No one else can hear me.
Yeah, I'll tell him you did it.
Hello.
Yeah. Cool. Cool.
Yeah. Anyways.
Well, I think that we should have Chris be our friend forever.
Can I put you down?
What?
Please. He lets you go, and you like plop to the ground.
Oh, I thought you were gonna kill me.
Why? Why would I kill you?
Yeah,
that's what put you down means.
I mean,
they're best friends.
He's also got like 10 times. Ants can lift 10 times their own strength.
I
said I need a knife to do it.
I will, I think. Okay, after today's episode here. What time is it? 9:30?
Yeah, I gotta get
it. So late.
Alright, fellas. Gooby.
We'll see you next week.
Gooby.
We will see you next. We will see you. Really? We'll look at you.
I'm gonna see you.
We weren't recording next week. Bye.
Bye.